But now let's move on to the story which is leading the news here at BBC Tees today. The news that 78 people have lost their jobs after a major County Durham dairy went into administration. A Rock Farm in Wheatley Hill processed and distributed cream and milk across the northeast. Well, our reporter David McMillan has been there today and he joins me now. So David, why has this company gone into administration?
Well, Mike, Rock Farm Dairy is right in the centre of Wheatley Hill. The large blue gates which guard the site back directly onto the main street in the village. And it was a big operation. 22 farms supplied the plant. It's got the capacity to process 150,000 litres of milk every day. And the annual turnover is around £17 million. However, the farm has suffered poor trading results, something which has been blamed on a significant rise in bad debts. That's basically customers not paying their bills, combined with rising costs and difficulties passing on increased prices to consumers. Administrators PricewaterhouseCooper were appointed yesterday and trading has been suspended.
So is there any hope then for the staff who've lost their jobs?
The firm employed 88 people and all but 10 have been made redundant. Now I've spoken to the administrators in the last hour and they tell me talks are continuing to secure a tolling agreement. This basically means finding another company who would effectively rent the facilities in Wheatley Hill, paying a fee to the administrators and hopefully getting some staff back into work. The 78 workers who have lost their jobs will be recalled on Monday for an update on how those talks are ongoing.
So what do we know then about Rock Farm Dairies?
Well, the farm was in the news in October when a number of milk and cream products were recalled after consumers complained about taint and odours from the products. It is a family-run business and one former worker told me it's become the victim of wider economic factors.
Well, it wasn't their fault. I think it was just how the business is running at the minute. Cost, really. Fuel, everything else. Customers not paying bills. Well, I think it's more like what's happening with the economy, which has wrecked it, really.
And what was it like to work here?
It was very good. It was a good. When it was a family firm, it was, you know, they were good to everybody.
And David, what kind of impact will this then have on Wheatley Hill?
Well, Mike, Wheatley Hill is an ex-colliery village. A huge half-submerged mine wheel greets visitors as they drive into it. Now, it didn't appear to me to be what you would describe as a thriving economic hub. There are a number of local shops and businesses open on the main street, but there are also several shops and pubs which are either boarded up or disused. And clearly, if up to 88 people's jobs are lost, it will have a severe impact on the village. Ken Johnson runs KJ Garage just across the road from Rock Farm. He says it's a very worrying situation.
Well, it doesn't do the village any good, which is already in recession. You know, it's just another nail in the coffin to a little ex-colliery village, isn't it? When the colliery were here, it was 80% of the working force of the village worked in the collieries. You know, this is only a drop in the ocean, really, but it's just another nail in the coffin and it's just sliding down. It would be the biggest employer in Wheatley Hill.
How is your own business being affected? You know, are you seeing that trade's fallen down?
It's been falling for the last 18 months. You know, I can't see any upturn in it. It's just a general slide in the village, isn't it?
So Mr Johnson is clearly very pessimistic, to say the least, about the future for Wheatley Hill if Rock Farm Dairy does go completely out of business. But just to recap the very latest development, 78 staff have been made redundant, but efforts are being made to find a firm to effectively rent the site, and staff will be recalled on Monday for an update on how those talks are going.